From drought to saturation. Welcome, everyone, to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
As far as the farmers that I'm talking to, I'm not hearing anybody threat yet. But, you know, if we keep getting rain and no dry weather and no sun, that's when we're going to start hearing some concerns.
Quite a bit of rain, a lot of standing water in the low places where water usually stands, and some places where it doesn't.
From east to west, Tennessee farmers are enduring an extremely wet spring, and for more than a week now, planters have remained idle. Jeff Via is the county extension director in Fayette County.
The same scenario. It would dry out, we'd get ready to go in the field, and then it would rain again. Well, during the latter part of that, we got some of the cotton planted, and we got some of the beans planted, but right now it's just holding us back, and we were, I think, right on schedule last year. Again, last year was wet and cold, but we're still behind the five-year average as far as getting the crop in the ground.
In East Tennessee, Extension Director Tim Woods in McMinn County says the same. Farmers are just waiting on dry weather to get back to work.
It's kind of slowed things down as far as crop progress, as far as getting corn planted. That's kind of the big thing that's going on in this area at this time. Of course, we have our biofuels initiative here in East Tennessee and trying to get some switchgrass planted as well. So that's kind of slowed that down for us a little bit.
Now, statewide, about three-quarters of the corn crop has been planted, and while that's a little ahead of last year, it's definitely behind the five-year average, and other crops like cotton and soybeans are just waiting their turn at the planters.
What we need is some dry weather to get the crop up that's planted, and give the crops some sunshine and some room to grow.
More weather challenges for Tennessee farmers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.